Well, there's pressure from within tonight for the federal government to take a tougher stand with Israel over the long-delayed extradition of alleged paedophile Malka Leifer. Dave Sharma, who's a former Australian ambassador to Israel and is now a federal Liberal MP, says he's frustrated at the lack of action and says he will urge Scott Morrison to take it up with Israel. Malka Leifer is facing 74 counts of child sex abuse dating back to when she was a principal at a Melbourne school. Despite the seriousness of the allegations, a Jerusalem court last night ordered that Malka Leifer be released from jail and placed under house arrest. Julia Holman reports.
Alleged paedophile Malka Leifer has been evading extradition from Israel to Australia for 5 years. Victims' rights groups say that's far too long.
I've been to most of the 58 hearings to date. And yesterday felt very different.
Manny Wax is the CEO of Kol V'oz, an Israel-based organisation that addresses the issue of child sexual abuse in the global Jewish community. He was in the Jerusalem District Court yesterday to hear that the former headmistress of a Jewish girls' school in Melbourne is set to be released this Friday from jail and placed under house arrest at her sister's home.
I remember updating the girls who were based in, who were in Australia, and I was giving them live updates from the courtroom. And every time I had to type what was going on, the hands were shaking because it was just all going in the wrong direction.
52-year-old Malka Leifer is facing 74 counts of child sex abuse, allegedly committed between 2003 and 2007 against three former students. Manny Wax is concerned that the alleged paedophile may pose a risk to other children if she's released.
There are 74 charges, including of rape, against three girls that she's facing. Malka Leifer cannot be seen to be simply allowed to roam freely while her victims are suffering daily. And at the same time, we need to do everything we can to ensure children today are protected from her.
Malka Leifer fled Australia back in 2008 when allegations surfaced. She claims she's mentally unwell and unfit to face an extradition hearing. The former Victorian Liberal Premier Ted Baillieu is urging Scott Morrison to get involved to pressure Israeli authorities to send Mrs. Leifer back to Australia.
This is unacceptable. And we should be making it very clear that we expect much more from the Israeli judicial system under the extradition agreements that we have with them.
Dave Sharma was Australia's ambassador to Israel from 2013 to 2017 and is now a Liberal MP. He says he urged the former Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull to raise the issue with his Israeli counterpart Benjamin Netanyahu, and now he's advising Scott Morrison to do the same.
Look, it's a little complicated at the moment because there's not really a government in Israel. I've just been through an election, so there's not really a counterpart for him to speak to right now. But certainly, when the time is right, I would be urging, you know, senior government ministers, you know, up to and including the Prime Minister, when the opportunity presents itself, to raise this case and make sure that Israel knows it's an important issue for Australia.
And he says he'll be raising the issue with Israel's ambassador to Australia.
This does not reflect well on the Israeli legal system, that someone who's accused of very serious crimes involving children and sexual abuse has been able to frustrate an extradition process for this long. It reflects poorly on Israel's legal system, and that's the message I'll be conveying.
Jeremy Liebler is the president of the Australian Zionist Federation. He's outraged by the Israeli court decision to release Mrs. Leifer on house arrest.
The reality is that the majority of the political establishment in Israel are equally outraged about this case.
He's hoping that the accused remains behind bars.
She has not yet been released on bail, and I'm hopeful that the prosecution will, I understand they are appealing that decision, intend to appeal that decision, but I'm hopeful that there will be some sort of interference between now and then that she will not actually be released.
In a statement, Australia's Foreign Minister Maurice Payne says that reports that Malka Leifer could soon be out on bail are concerning. The minister says Australia regularly raises this issue directly with Israel, saying she discussed it with her counterpart as recently as last week.
Julia Holman with that report.